Mystic's question, Yisroi. So in the Kabbalah from Gosh Baruch Hu, the Aseret HaDibros, the first Aseret is Anoche Hashem Lekechel. The second one is Lo Yeh Lecho Elohim Achem Al Panai, the person who cannot have other gods upon his face. Vasas Lecho Pesel Bechol Tumuno Hashem B'Shemayim Yimal V'Hashem B'Oretz Mitachas V'Hashem B'Mayim Mitachas L'Oretz. The person cannot make any image, any form, whether it's from the Shemayim, whether it's from the Oretz, whether it's from the Mayim. Yisroi V'Avoy Dezara. There's one Yisroi that you can't make it. Rashi explains a lot about even making it, even having it. There's an Isser of Avodah Zarah. At the end of the parasha, after the Aseret HaDibros, there's a second Isser in the Perichah Pasachov. Loisasun iti elakei kesev, elahei kesev, elahei zov, loisasun lachem. A person should not make of me a god of silver or a god of gold. You should not make of them. A second Isser, that a person cannot make images of gold and silver. So what is the second Isser that is one of the Tariq Mitzvahs, the Chinuch quotes, the Rambam, others? What's this Isser, Stam, is the Aseret HaDibros of Avodah Zarah, and is the second Isser of Stam making images? So the Rav Gemara explains in two separate places, one in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet, and the same exact sugya in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel, that by Aseret HaDibros, the Isser is Din of Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Lo Yisasun Iti is a Din, you cannot make images, even not for Avodah Zarah, even for Noi, even for pleasure, you cannot make a statue. Statue of what? The Gemara explains two different things. Loisasin iti yudashin, loisasin oisi, cannot make an image of me, of Hashem. What does it mean of Hashem? Explains to the Mefarshim that when the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to people, he appears to the Nevi'im, he appears to him as a person. Therefore, there's an Issa deraisa to make a form of a person. You cannot make any image of a person, not even for Avodah Zarah, just for Noi. There's an Issa to make an image of a person. A second thing in the Gemara darshins, from this pasuk, loisasin iti is loisasin kedemus shamshem mishamish lefnei b'morim. Person cannot make any image that is mishamish me in the height in shemayim. The Gemara explains you cannot make either malachim, you cannot make a fan of vatsurafim chayes hakodesh are malachim who has four different faces on them. They have a face of an ox, a person, and a lion, and a neshev. Can't make a mouth with four images. And also you cannot make a sun, a moon, kachava, mazalos, because all these things are what's mishamash the Kodesh Baruch Hu, side the malachim, side the planets, all mishamash Hashem. Therefore, to make any image is aser. That's how it's paskin in Yerodeo, Simon Kufim, Aleph, Sifdalid. Also, letzaret, tsuris, shemodah, shechino, you cannot make any form, kigoyin, dal, pon, bahadi, adadi, four faces together. Can make any image of any malach that serves Hashem. The chain tzuras adam can make an image of a person. Levadai kol elu also lasoys mafil him lenoi. All these things to make a form of a person is an issur deraisa even for noi, even not for vadzara, stand for pleasure. The im akum also loy. Let's say a goy made it also lasoysam. There's an issur deraponim even if you make it, someone else makes the goy. Still, you cannot keep it in your house. You cannot have an image in your house. So the issur of having in your house is pashut issur deraponim. The reason why it's Osir is Machalik Tishonim, the Rashi learns, and Rashi the Ritva seems to learn, the Isser is because that maybe the Choshi could be over this image as in the Avodah Zarah, that's the Taz brings down Halacha. And Tosfos seems to learn the Isser is of having in your house because maybe the Choshi that you made the image. That's how the Goyim brings it down. So what should you do if you have an image in your house, you have a statue in your house that you cannot have, what should you do? So the Gemara says, Sama Einai, knock out its eye. Well, Rashi says, just do hashchos tzuah, so you destroy any part of his tzuah. You have any statue in your house, you should destroy it. Again, this is over here, it's not isra anon. You can no isra anon on it. It's just an isra of having any image in your house. So, again, so, Moshe, to have a statue in your house is also. What type of statue we're talking about? Is a dafka, a full figure statue, meaning a hands, face, feet, everything to it? Or dafka, the face? So the Mechaber in the Simon Reish Vim Aleph in Sev Zayin says, calling Tosfos and the Rosh, that Stavko is something that has a face to it and hands and feet, has all their form, a complete body. And that is the Isser of a statue. And that's how the Mishabru and Simon Shin Aleph have called Mem, seems to Paskin. And the Shach also, but he says, Machmer Tovel Abracha. One sheet is that the Isser of a person having a figure of him is Stavko, the whole entire body. However, the Taz goes in the other way and says, Me'ikar Adin is also to have just a face. A face in your house is also Me'ikar Adin. It's Isser Abonon. Why? Stam is also, and that's the Chochmas Odom, Klape, Heis, Paskins, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, the way Tim Kuf Samachas, the Yavitz Paskins, the way Chuvatan Hoggis, that you should not have just a face in your house. Therefore, Lalocha, Betzim, the Chatkila person should not have in his house just a face of a statue. However, a full-figured object suddenly is also you have in your house. So one shayla is very posh shayla. Dolls. How can you have dolls in your house? A doll is, again, not for made for bodies, it's made to play with, but most dolls, Ken, Barbie, or Cabbage Patch, whatever they have, those things have a face, have hands, have feet, it's full-figured, it's everything, and Kuli Amma is also to have it, besides to make it. To make it, this is the Raisa, to have it, this is the Rabbonim. How can you have dolls in your house? So, Lahoyus Lanosin Chel Gimel, he's Bleib Sarachim, and Ravozin Chel Gzayin Sim Kufla Medal, it says, Dova Poshit, you can't. You have to knock out an eye, knock out a nose, you have to, Enich Nami, do something to it. You have to take the doll and destroy one aver of its face, so you should not have it in your house. The Aruch Zabenu Chalik Aleph from the Stipler says the same thing. The Stipler also held that Mirkadini can have it, and you have to destroy part of its face. The Chasam Sofer Chalik Vav, Simon Vav, he writes about people having dolls of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, and the kids used to have these dolls, dress them up. And he says, I am having a taino that it's no shadow of Avodah Zarah. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu over here. It's a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, shadow of Avodah Zarah. He says, so what? The mice is, it's a Shia. You cannot have any house. I said, look, some sort. You have to knock out one of its environments also. Also in the Shari Aaron, in Or Chaim, in Chelik Aleph, he writes that he himself is the Chazanish about dolls. And the Chazanish says, in Echonami, same thing, it's also. And a person has to knock out one of its environments. How much you have to knock out to destroy the doll or just parts of it. So the Rav Ozna in the Chelik Zayin Simukuf Lamedal, it says it's enough the nose. How much of the nose? Whatever, what's snicker, or the Beis Lech Yehuda and Shulchan Aruch says anything that's snicker, that itself is good enough. So, and the Broten Achaz Abenu, he says either the eye or the nose or the ears, he even says the ears are good enough, or any aver on the face that's good enough to make it snicker, that's good enough to take away this problem of having a shield of any image inside your house. So we have Gedolim who are Machmer, some Sofer, Stifler, Chaznish, that says you can have dolls. Go to Bnei Brak, you see every doll, everyone's missing something somewhere. You go to Yusuf Meisharim, they all have something happened to it. And the reason they did it on purpose, the father took it, they bought it, they took it, and broke the nose. However, what about on the other side, the Makilim, Gedolah, people are Mekel, also Gedolim. So first, what's the reason to be Mekel? There's a Ritva in the Void Zorah, and after them, Gimel obeys. The Ritva said the whole Isser is as Pshat of why maybe even if for Avodah Zarah. These dolls, no one is going to be Choshe at all. They can be even if for Avodah Zarah. No one can think someone is going to take this cabbage patch and worship it. It's a doll. It's something to play with. Therefore, the Ritva writes, if there's no Pshat at all, therefore to have in your shoes is Mutter. To make it again is the Raiso. But to have is only straight up on Pshat. There is no Pshat. And that's what the Chochmas Odom, he says, there is no Isser to have any image that is no chash of being oivinet. He says, except for Isa Neva, that person that they worship, he's talking about Yoshka over there, that he has a special tzura, however the image, however he looks, there is a face that everyone thinks Yoshka looks like, that Avada is also, they bow down to it, that's also to have, that's also. However, all the dolls people play with, he says, Avada is mutter. The Tziv, also in Tshuva, in the Tziv, in the Tziv, in the Tziv, in Tshuva, in Yodaya, Sim Yud Aleph, and the Emek Shela, in the Zayin, Ois Gimel, said Avada is no Isser. The Nachal Eshkel says, in Chelik Gimel, end of Simen Nun, that Bizman Zeh, there's no Tzrach Isser, and the Daka Tshuva brings down Lalocho. So therefore, dolls, Poshet having dolls, said that Sha'or Mitzurim Balocho, the Simen Kuf Samaches, that Sinti is no Chshat, Va'oid says, what do they do with dolls? They play with it in the mud, they play with it in the dirt. They're not going to take, and they play with it in something with Mavuza. Sinti, they play with it in wherever they play with it, any and every place. There's no Chshat at all. Therefore, Sha'or Mitzurim Balocho, Rav Brown says, Avada, you can have the doll, and there's no Indian at all to deface the doll. The Yichavadas Vad Yosef Chel Gimel Siman Dalet says also no Shach Vad Zara. Yesterday, and he told me from Shlomo Zalman. Also, Shlomo Zalman held this bubas and this Tzuras Adam. A bubas is a doll. There's a doll and a Tzuras Adam. There's a doll. It's a toy. Vad, there's no Isser. Vad, you can have it, and there's no Isser. So again, we have Gedolim on both sides. We have Sai. We have Machmir, Chasam Sofer, Stipler, the Chaznish, the Rav Ozna, and again Makilim, you have the Chochmas Odom, and then the Tziv, Shem Tzur Malach, Shlom Zalman. So Be'etim, again, this is a Dindir Abonim. So Vada to be Mekel, Vada Yevot to be Samachan. However, nearly, again, if your kids don't mind, and won't make any problems to them, and your wife doesn't mind, what's wrong to be Mechanach them? The Maitre is in Lissas and Iti, there is an Issin of Shia. If they don't mind, they won't play with it any less. So why not? Why not break off the nose? I asked people who have done it. They said the kid even likes it better. Their doll is their thing. It's miyuchos. If there isn't, no one can get hurt by it. No one can get offended by it. Why not? Again, but if someone gets bothered by it, whether it's your wife or whether it's your kids. About you don't have to. There's no one in the to. Rabbanu want to be some of be lawful. However, but ask him who's could I to do it.
And by statute, there we said
there's
a chash
is going to
be in
Beirut. But if there's no chash, it sounds like even a statue would be fine. To have it, not to make it. Because he's saying anything, it's not oyster never, according to which, there's no chash at all, the witch for the Chokhmah Sodom here. So another shalach who will be telling this is to have mannequins in the window shops, they have it's a full body. It's a head with hands, face, and feet. They put clothing upon it. You're allowed to have it or not. So the ones who are makeable by dolls certainly can be makeable by mannequins. And that's what the Binyamin Zilber and Oz interview with Chelechas, he's makeable. But even those who are machmir, there's another reason to be makeable. The Oz interview brings down what the Amos says in Sif Dalad. Then Sif Dalad, that Enecham is something that's berabim. Since you're putting in the window for everyone to see, it's Birabim. Sometimes Birabim is no chshad, the person can be able to avoid the Zara. Therefore, since Birabim, therefore, since the Ramah, you can be makel, and there is no is of having it, then Shach says it's Dov Mechur, it's disgusting, even though it's more to Mirka Adin. However, since there are Mekilim Staman dolls, and even though there are Machman, Mechur, and Manik in the window, could be Mutul Kulialmo. Another case that you can clarify about is a Sheitel head. From your mother, Lechura, they take the Sheitel, put it on top of a head. This head, some of them, it just has no face to it. That's fine. But those that have a face have two eyes and a nose and a mouth. The chur is two of a face. Can you have it or not? The ones who are makeable by dolls, the chur can be makeable also by the sheitel head. The ones who are machmel, the chur can be makeable for another reason. The chur, there's no ears to it. I don't see anyone with ears. The chur is missing one nevarim, it's really missing an ears. The chur, that's why you can make makeable by sheitel head also. Even though I've seen that some places the nose are rubbed out, I'm not sure because the kids did it or. But a stump, the chur again can be makeable as that. Another shadow you can talk about is ginger man bread. That they make cake, and make it in the form of a person. And you go to these simchas, and they have two eyes, nose, and a mouth, and they usually have ears to it, and have a whole body if the person does a good job, and make fingers, and make toes. It depends how good it was done. It wasn't done that good without hands and feet. We make it with simcha and the machab de amah. Let's say you made a real good gingerbread cookie. So if you make it on dolls, still you can make it again on gingerbread. However, even those who are machmer, there's a marit and shuvah and chelektes sim lam and hey, and says things are made derech harai. You talk about even making dolls derech harai to play with for a day or two. That's mutter. Who are these cookies are made to be eaten? Even though some women think not that way, but they're made to be eaten and people do eat it. If it was derech harai l'chul l'kuli alma vade, it won't be a problem of having these cookies. Making them yishlayin. Maybe that's a chesaron d'oraisa. I'm not sure. Fine. So that is out. Having dolls of a this is something that has three dimensions. It has a height, a length, a width, a depth. What about something taking pictures of a person? Taking pictures or drawing a picture of a person. That's also is a tzura, a form of a person. So there's a Rambam in the Avodah Zarah and Perek Gimel. The Rambam says that there's a difference between the isser of a form of a person and the isser of a form of the what's Mishamash Kodesh Baruch Hu B'marim, between the sun, the moon, the stars. The issue of making a form of a person is dafka something that has three dimension, has a depth to it. Mashenkein, the issue of the stars or the sun, the moon is even to draw it. It's even if only two dimensions. What's the chalik? Explains the Kesem Mishnah, which that's the Matoisvus and the Rosh, that something that has that the way how we see a person with three dimensions. We see the sun, we see the moon, we see the stars. For us, it only looks like it has two dimensions. Therefore, the issur to make the sun, the star, the moon, that is, issur even making it only in two dimensions, showing it. Mashenking the person, the issur of a person is only making it in three dimensions. That's just the Rambam. That's how the Mechaber Paskins, that way in Siman Kuf Mamalev, the Ma'amar says, also, Ma'amar Zacholik, that this Mahalach, that something that Be'etzim is three dimensions by persons. Also, two dimensions is no reason to make of a person. However, the Ravid argues in the Rambam, the Ravid says there's no reason to mechalak in the seal and the making of a person. There's no chalak whether making it is two dimensions, only chalak whether having it, which is Isra Abonon. That's Shitas of the Ravid, the Ramban, the Ran, the Tor. And the Taz says, it's according to Beis Valocho, the Simon Kof Namalev, Vade should not be makel at all, and go after the Rishonim who say to make it as a chashash is the reiso, and you cannot make something of a two dimension. So it comes out, can you take a picture of a person, or draw a picture of a person? According to the Mechaber d'Amor, you can. There's no Issa Deraisa. And according to the Taz, the Pashkin, like Kamar Rishonim, there's an Issa Deraisa to draw a picture, to take a picture of a person. Issa Deraisa lo sasin iti. So.
That's why the
there'll be different reasons. That's one reason. So again, to make draw a picture is certainly the Kohen Taz also. Take a picture. There's a Ravaz and Shulach Elizayin Sim Kuv Lamdalt. He times maybe a photograph is a little bit different. It's a grammo. He's not sure exactly how it works. However, the Avni Yashbin and Sim Kuv Aleph and Shulach on August and Chalik Gimel says the Kohen Taz is only also taking even a photograph of a person. And Divim Akil and Chalik Gimel Sim and Ches Paskins vehemently it's also a Chashash Deraisa. The ritual is Is Deraisa. And if a person cannot take a picture of any person, aside drawing it, aside taking a photograph of a person, you're even Is Deraisa. Again, it gets Mechavda more. But Ma'aseh, that's how our Kamak Dermu who are Machmer for this. That's one reason why people are Machmer on pictures. Another reason why people are Machmer on not letting other people take pictures is there's a Yaris Tavash, Gertz and Eibschitz in Jewish and Chelik Aleph in Jewish Beis. He writes that when you take a picture, there's a Ruach HaTumah Sheri upon it. There's Tumah left inside the picture, and therefore when you're looking at it, you're looking at Tumah, and it's going to be Mazik the person who looks upon it. And he quotes it from the Zoya this way. There's a story put down in the Eivitz. The Eivitz brings down a story in Simen Kuf Ayin in Chelik Aleph, that his father, Chaim Tzvi, when he went to London, they gave him a lot of COVID, and they asked the Chaim Tzvi that we would like to take a picture of you, draw a picture, and the Chaim Tzvi said no. So he said even a portrait, a side of his face, and Chaim Tzvi said no, even though Lechur has Mutimir Kadin, Lechur has in Kabbalah. So what they do, they got a bucket, came in, and they saw him, and drew quickly, and without permission, they took a picture of him. The Chaim Tzvi today, Makbid, also not to let people take pictures, even when the Ikadin be Mutter, Lechur has in Tumah. Therefore, as these two reasons, the Kamal Poliskim are Machmer not to take pictures. Again, one else is the Reis, Loisas, and Iti, one else in of Tumah. Spurtan Och, the Beinu, Chalik Alf, Omen, Reish, Beis. The stipler did not let people take pictures of him, and he made it tonight to go to Bris. He will only go if people will not take pictures, and it will yell at people who took pictures of him. And the Meister Ish, the Chaznish, the Chalik Gimel, is brought down that he said, Api Niglo, it's Mutter, but Api Kabbalah, Chutz, it affects a person should not do it.
Pictures of both of them.
Blurishos? Not all. There's one picture of the Chaznish he left. He did with Tzarek Yeshiva to make money in America. That he left him take a picture. A famous picture with the Yeshiva.
Stipe,
yeah, he's very makbid. If you want to see out Svarim, there's a Sefer Moedim Simcha, Chag Aleph, Omen Shim Pei Vav. He's by Riches, he brings down, I think, 15, 20 pages about this, about taking pictures of a person. When he wants to see Bekitzer, the Sefer Heben Soya, and Omen Kuf Sadechest, he brings down also some Armakonis about this. Well, we have two reasons to meet Machmer. There's a third reason where it's brought down.
You let him buy a picture of the stipend, if he knows he's taking himself
pictures? We'll get to it. There's a third reason. In Sefer Chochmos, a Muslim, the Mesabim from Kelm, he brings down another reason. His Lashon is a police topic. People who spend so much money on taking pictures and developing it and having it, and it's Batashkis, he's talking about the money, it's Batashkis on his man lab times, it's a waste of time, and you're doing things. Oh wait, picture time, you have to stop, take pictures, we have to develop it. If you're sending it to your parents and make them happy, keep it up, you can do that. But the amount of pictures are taken, the amount of time is spent upon it, the amount of money is spent upon it, Chura is what Salman Kelm says, it's the Batashkis. So the third reason to be Machmer. The Sabbath Mekelm in the Sefer Chochma of Musar. And Rav Kaplan always quotes it in his Sharem Metzion. So, again, the third reason to why to be Machmer. However, again, the Kiddua, the Minigas be Mekel, everyone does take pictures, whether at Chasin, the Simchas, or Stam, wherever trip you go, the Minigas be Mekel, like the Mechabad Amor, that the Issa Dafka, three dimension, not two dimension, and the other knows to be Machmer, in of Tumor, of Ruach Ruach. What the tumah exactly is, it seems to be machlokes. Some say that the chsaron is the person who sees it is metamehim. Some say the person who took the picture on is nefesh one of menucha upon it. The chsaron, the person who took the picture upon, different chsois. But ma'aseh the ilm is mekel upon it. So let's clarify. Let's say everyone's mekel. Could someone who's machma tell you you cannot take a picture of him? Can he ask you? He's walking in the street. He's not in his house. He's in the street. Could someone ask you taking a picture upon him? Is it his right to ask you? Or no, he has no right. I can look at you and I can take a picture of you and you can't answer it. So in Meister Ish, in Chelik Beis, it's brought down that the Chazon Ish will not let people take pictures upon him, and he said if anyone took a picture upon him, he's a Gazlonim. They're a Gazlon. The words sound like that in Echlami you could be Makbid, and the Shai Aaron and Archaim Chelik Aleph, He says, from the words, it sounds like, Enoch Nami, you have a right to be makbid, and stop a person taking a picture upon you. And Talbot Yaakov, in Amid Reish Ayin Aleph, has also brought down the stipe himself. He said also, anyway, he nickname a person a Geneva, call a person a Ganif, if he took a picture upon him, that was just. And of Nasha Klein, Chelek Zayin, the Mishnah Loch, Chelek Zayin, Sim Kufi Dalet, he has a tshuva about it. And he said, the Loch Lamai said, it's also. He has a tshuva, and it says, why? One is Salz Mazik, one is Salz Gazlan. And the Tain is, not only if a person is a Machmer, never take pictures upon him. However, let's say you always let people take pictures, but you don't want him simply to take a picture, still he has the right to be Machmer on one specific person. Still he's a Mazik, still he's a Gazlan.
Because I'm taking a picture of my house. A beautiful house. I don't want people to take pictures.
Of your house? In the way of the master client sounds like, yeah.
That's have people from looking at it?
No.
From enjoying it?
That's what he says in Tshuva, Chalik Zayin Sim Kufi Dalet Ayin Shem. However, on the other side, Ochre Zabenu Chalik Gimel, Abba Pei Zayin, the stipe himself, says over, that Al Pi Dinus Motu, you cannot stop a person. It has a partial sword to it. However, he says that in the Derecher, it's moist if you take a picture of that person, who shows if he doesn't let you. And Avadi shouldn't do it. However, Al Pi Adin, you cannot stop a person. The Selmas Chaim Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and Simon Topshin Ayin Gimel, he also has a tshuva about it. He also says it's a mutter. The Betzal Al-Chofman Chelik Dal is also Neitul Hakul. Now, Pisvar, it's very hard to hear why, how can ask a person, Sayalz Gzela, Sayalz Mazik. Again, a person can look at it. To ask him, taking a picture is very hard to hear. Even though the Idm Nasha Klein is Svar, it's very hard to understand. And all places can be Mekel. And it seems to be people also Mekel. That the government don't let, that people go do it, and the government don't say, it's also Osrik, I'm stopping you. Another shaila negaya to the Issa Lo Yisasin Iti of making forms of a person. Can you go to a museum that has forms of a person like a wax museum? Not talking about Avodah Zarah, let's say a wax museum. Can you go there or not? So the Issa Lo Yisasin Iti is not in the Avodah Zarah, therefore Goyim can make forms. They have no Issa put upon them, and the Rishonim say. So therefore, to make a wax model, according to Goyim, is mutter. To go see it, therefore, as Avodah is no Issa. The Issa is only to make it and only to have it in your Rishus. To go see it, there's no Issa. However, there's a tshuva in Avnei Yashbun, Chalik Aleph, Simon Kufnan Aleph, quoting Mishlom Yashiv, and the tshuvos Van Hoggis and Chalik Imul, they both say that true al day goy, you can go see it. However, let's say Yisrael made it, so in Eitzel, the Gdolim HaMachmer, that you should not go see it, because it's doing with having enough of Maisa Issu, and it looks like a Chil Hashem, the Gdolim in Eitzel HaMachmer, they should not go see any image that is made through Yisrael, that was done by Issu, even though technically it might be Mutter, but it's doing with the Indian of Chil Hashem. However, when you usually go to, I don't know, to Europe or to England, they have the wax museum over there, you don't assume it's made by Yid, and nobody has a right to go see it, there's no issur. It's not Eshe B'Var B'Kal, certainly. You call the Porush, maybe. And you get a name, and then who is his name? Very rarely you can say Goldberg. Even the guy does it, he's not going to write the name Goldberg.
And you have to check in case it will be Goldberg.
No one's going to write the name Goldberg. Fine. That's one Issa Lo Yisasin Iti about making a form of a person. Another Issa Lo Yisasin Iti mentioned already is you cannot make anything with Shabbosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'morim. So, again, the case that we're making a malach or a form of a malach, making the form of any planet. So, therefore, let's say in elementary school or high school, the teacher gives you an assignment to make a solar system, to make the planets. So, Rav Eisman said in Malachim Aleph, number 71, Yesh HaPam permission say per Rabim, that's also gomer for any teacher to tell you to do it. And you can't have it. Why? Is Issa Lo Yisasin Iti, even Issa Deraisa, make any planets which you're not allowed to. This Issa L'chura is a site where there's three dimension or two dimension. Everyone agrees, even to draw it is Yoivin Issa. A site drawing the sun or the moon is Yoivin Issa. If you make the whole sun, the whole moon on a piece of paper, it's also.
Or
yeah.
Half the moon is good.
Oh, we'll get to.
Wait, you mean you make a circle?
Oh, so what does it mean, a moon or a sun? So, the Moshe Teshuva and our Chaim Chalakei Simetes Oizvav, Dafka, that when a person looks at it, in the previous look upon it, they know it's a moon. Not when, you know, your kid comes up to you, Tati, this is a moon, and, alright, if you say so, it's a moon. But, or this is a sun. It has to look like to a regular person. He looks at it, oh, I see a moon. However, anytime you draw a moon, it looks like a moon with a crescent, or we'll see about a half a moon, or you draw the sun, a whole Thai sun, yellow, and you make the sparks coming out of it, whatever they have.
That means
you're
not allowed to own science books. Because they have in it pictures.
So you can deface it.
Apple, it's not.
No, you can move part of the sun. Some schools, they come back, when the teacher give you the sun, they make like a little, like a Pac-Man, a little V inside. They don't have a full sun. They deface it. You look at it. People will know they don't make a full sun. Deface, just put a marker, black out a little bit, and that's it.
In astronomy book full of pictures, that should there.
Yeah, what?
In astronomy book full of pictures, should
there. Yeah, I guess you're off. No, and again. Yeah, I don't know. Another, and the Maizen Isitruma of Vasa says very clearly, you cannot have pictures of a moon in the house. He says even it's a shiur, it's not to make it, or even it's the rice, to have it, it's the rabban. He says you cannot even have the picture inside your house.
Check
out house? No, I don't know.
Take a marker.
We want something to go now.
Every single picture.
Fine, what about, that's a full moon, a full sun, what about a half a moon? So usually when everyone draws a moon, it's only the crescent, because else you can't tell it's a moon when it's a whole circle, because it's just a circle. So is it also the half a moon, so the Pnei Shua, and Rosh Hashanah, Dach of Dalad, Mitzchus Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamates, Svasemes, Rosh Hashanah, Takachub, and Kofim Aleph, all say it's also Gomer, in the moon, to have part of the moon. The Svara is very simple. Svara, the whole reason why a person is also only three dimensions, and the moon is also two dimensions, because how it appears to you. So the moon, even though everyone knows it's a whole entire moon, it depends how the sun lights it up, however, it appears to you as a crescent, as a half a moon. And since it isn't how it appears to you, you cannot make it. Therefore, the moon, the way how it appears to you, is as a crescent. Therefore, you cannot make a moon as a crescent, part of it, and even an issa deraisa, to make it, and there are bottom to have it. What about, so Aikinis Geshayla, there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet, the Gamliel had the images of a moon inside his house, and he would show them to Edom would come to Mekadesh Chodesh, and he would show it to them and say, do you see the moon like this and moon like that? So the Gemara says Kasha. And the Gemara is Maskona, he has three Teretz, mentioned two of them. One Teretz is that the Tzarech Rabim, the Ramori mentioned for the Rabim and Smutr, and the Nasi is Nichlan the Rabim. Another Teretz is Lislame, to learn, Lahavin Lahoris, to understand, to teach, that Smutr. So what is the Geder of learning? So as the Revised said, Rapam, the solar system in English class is not Nichl in learning. The learning is what Chacham Sofer in Yerdeisim Kuvchav Ches says, Dafka, to learn Torah. The Tzarech Torah is Mutter. For to learn things that are not Tzarech Torah is also, even though there's Gemara on Shabbos of Ayin Hay that says to learn about the planets is also a mitzvah. However, I guess to draw and to make it, there's no Tzarech for mitzvah, there's not Nichl and Torah for that. So, what?
I like food that looks like a moon. Black and white,
so it could be as Nichol in the Marit, in the Chalbeis, it says that something that's Derech Harai, it's no Issa by a person, the will be the same thing by something made to eat. Anything Lois has to eat, you won't apply to something Derech Harai. Could be as Nichol in that Heter. So what about your Bez Hashem, your child comes home from Yeshiva, and he comes home Pash Bereshis, and their Mora made a sun and the moon and the stars, so he comes home Pash Bereshiv, and from Yeshiv's dream he has the stars there. Is it much to have or not? So Rav Osner has a tshuva in Chelek Zayin Siman Kuf Lamed Daled. He says it's all nichel in Lislamed in teaching Torah, and therefore it's mutter. It's teaching.
What about Joe Morgan David?
What's wrong with that?
It's a star.
It's Morgan David.
Huh?
You call them Morgan David.
Yeah, but it's a star.
It's called.
It's Morgan David. We'll get to it maybe. Diane Weiss from Chesed Chok Chelek Yud Siman Ayin Beis. He says first of all, this head of Lislamed is not brought down the Chokh Mazodim. Second of all, Lislamed means Dapka V'chi E Efshel Lislamed V'loise. If you cannot learn without this, however, your child Luchur can learn without them, making the sun, the moon, and the stars. According to Diane Weiss, is also to have it. So Machlokes of Vosner and Diane Weiss, if it's mutter for your child to come home with these pictures. If you look at some of the pictures, if you look at them carefully, the ones that make the stars in by Yosef, they usually don't make a star. They usually make an X. Now, the only reason you know it's a star, because it's Yosef in his dream. However, if you ask any person, what is this? They'll tell you it's an X. Luchur, for that reason itself, Luchur could be Mutter, who didn't maybe a Mogen David. If you ask a person what it is,
stars don't look like the five-shaped things everyone looks
like. Yeah, but it does not look like an X. That's
five,
for sure.
The five-pointed thing you'll animate?
I don't know.
You have to tear up the Gemara every 2 months and serve a chance. There's also a star.
No, that does not look like a star.
You call it a star, right?
No, you call it not a star and a star in Shema, you call it as a star, as a mark.
All the yeshivas that hung up after 9/11 American flags.
So, they have a shell about that. Nice, this is Shia. Don't know. I heard one Rav say there's no Issa Shia on stars, but the Gemara says clearly the planet is Issa Shia to have in Yerushalayim.
Maybe because our stars look like what the sky looks like in the sky.
Don't know. Lechora, don't know.
The sun is a star, huh?
Yeah, the sun, you can tell, is Nicker.
Every day is sun's red.
What?
Every day is sun's red.
Sorry?
Every day is the sun's red.
Who says red? It's yellow.
No, red.
That was scientific.
I'm saying the sun makes a circle.
No, it's Nicker. As long as it appears to you, this is whatever appears to you, you can draw. If it appears to you that way, you can draw it. That's it, sir. So again, if you make a star, the best thing is to make an X. The Islam means machloksi if you can do it between a vata and a dying weiss. What about making half a sun? So again, the sun you always see whole, but sometimes when it sets, you also see half. So is there an issa to make half a sun? So the machmim usually make in the corner of the picture, of the page, and therefore there's only half the sun there. Maisa, there's a sefer makor ma'im chayim. It's from Kuftam Aleph, at the end of Siv Zayin. He says, Poshut Mikola, place commits us even by the sun. And that's what the Daka Chuvah and Siv Khan, and Aleph brings down, Poshut Mikola, place commits us. Who the Kola place commits, I'm not sure. Maisa Ravosner and Chalik Zayin, Siv Kuftam Matali is Makel by the sun. The Abne Yashman, Chalik Aleph is Makel. And the Reisman in Loch Malaf 71, quoting him, Nissen Kirelitz, also is Makel. So again, we have a machloek is exactly by the sun. Chur to make it, you negate the races, but to have it, Chur Vadi can have it, the Rabbanans, Yesh Lion Lalochom.
About a picture of sunset.
So a picture of a sunset, good shayla. So to have it, says Rav Osner, is usur, because you might see the whole entire sun. You see it's there. Taking the picture, he's in the subject of Rav Osner. He's not a subject of photographs, but anyone who's machmer, a photograph by a person, still is machmer by the sun. And that's the svara, the lechur, to take the picture, lechur is usur. What?
Sunrise, not the whole sun.
No, you see the whole sun, the sunset.
But sunrise, you know.
Okay, I don't know. I wasn't up then. But sunset, I know for sure there's a whole sun there. And you can see it. Take the picture, Lahore, even is negated, it's the rice, and Lahore, you should be machmer. And to have it, that's certainly not even the Rabban, says the Vos, and the Chalik Zion, Sim Kuf Lama Dalad. And even Lahore, you cannot have the sunset as a whole entire sun. Fine, that's the issue of Loisas and Iti, of having these different images of your house. Again, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, just having an issue of having images. Another issue. Now, after the Seres Dibros, there's an Issa of Avodah Zarah. An Issa to have Avodah Zarah. The Issa of Avodah Zarah says in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, if Aleph is one, is the Issa of the Issa of the Elil, the God itself, you cannot have an Ophram. There's the Issa of whatever is Meshamashit, the Issa of Noi, and the Issa of whatever you makrif to it. Four different Issurim, and all of them are Issa of Ano, and you can have an Ophram it. But here to one Shiloh they discuss is that human hair shaitels, a lot of them come from India, and the problem would come from India, because that's in India. The girl, it's also to shave off the hair, except what they do when they go to the churches, since the hair is tamei, therefore they shave it off either makam sarah or makam simcha, and they give it to the priest, and the priest used to burn it. They found out that some people like these shaitels, and therefore they now save it and sell it. And the Shurba Chayesh and Shuba, they make tens of millions of dollars from the hairs of India that comes here. The problem of Hilbe Elflai Bottle, Noy Vodazara. Well, Loch wants to do is the two chuvas in Rashtumach and chuvas on Hogas, Chalik Bez, Chalik Gimel, and the chuva by Abliashiv and Kovitz's chuvas, Chalik Aleph. Not Poshut. Rashtumach is Machmur, Abliashiv is Mekel, Yish Lain, Yish Kobavar, exactly what the Metzias is. However, the Issa again of having an awe is by four things. One thing to have an awe is the Issa. What?
What's the
Hatter, Abliashiv? What's the Hatter? Itain is that they're not doing it as being Machmur, they're showing it off because Tommy can come in. Either the girls think they're doing it for Avodah Zarah. That's what they think. So Rav Shmuel says that's what they think. Divot also bats him, and Rav Yashiv says they all tell him sugin dachof makis by shaving off nikkel and makif. And Rav Shmuel says if that's what they think, divot also is nikkel and takuvus avod zara, and if you can have enough from it, that's the ikki machloek it seems to be. But the best machloek is showing him exactly. Fine, but again, there's an issa to have an awe of the God itself. The God itself is an omni sight to look at it, as the Bialocha Simon Shenzayin, Sifta Zayin said, you cannot look at it, the God itself, you cannot have an awe from it. Negated to this is what about a Shesti V'Eriv? Shesti V'Eriv means a cross. The place we're talking about a cross, what is it? Is it an ornament? Is it a Vajzara? Can you have an awe from it? Can you have it in your house or not? So, there's a Ramah, and Simon Kufim Aleph Sif Aleph. Haramos don't have it. However, if you look at the Daki Chubadama, or before the census took it out, they do have the Lashon and Shas of Erev. The words according to how the Amal before the census took out was like this. Tzuz Shas of Erev Shemashtachmaloi, a form of a cross that people bow down to, Dina Kedin Selim. Any cross that was bowed down to has a Dina of Avodah Zarah, it's Osmano, it's Oslo Stachel, it's Mamish like the God. But also Beloi Vittel, and it's also less than Mavatalit. I will oisam shesiv area, but those crosses that toilam mitzavur, they hang on the necks. There's a koran. Lo mikri tzelam. Anything that hangs on the neck is not a tzelam. Why? It's only a koran ba'alma and it's mutter. That's how certain amos have it print that way. That shesiv area, again, a cross only also if you bow down to it, is also as a din of a god. However, if it's tam lenoi ba'alma, therefore it's mutter mikadin. Therefore, to go through different. First, the Shach explains what does that mean. Sivkan vav. That's dafka. If you know for sure, no one bow down to it. If you misopik as a din of a tzelam, however, you know for sure, and echlami it's mutter. So different cases. Nageya marshal writing a T. So the olam who's machmir, they write a T, lowercase T with a hook to the bottom to it. So before shalof, the Amor says mekadin avad it's mutter. Anyone who's being machmir, it's not being machmir. Else, it's a mystic thing. They want to be machmir stamazoy. You have a mekadin avad. You can make a lowercase T straight and not bend it over. The same thing, a plus sign. Some people make the plus sign with one line going across and then halfway going down. They don't make a whole plus sign. Why? Because it looks like a cross. Again, avadim mekadin is mutter. You don't have to make a macha against anyone. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to go erase it. And if you have it, it's fine. However, people are machmir for whatever reason. Al stam, it's mois. It's a coin for the Lord. It's avadim lan have it. In Shubas van Hagas, the Chalik Beis, Simon Tov Yud Aleph, he writes that the stipler was machmir when he wrote the ayin, the letter ayin in script. He was machmir not to make it with a hook with a hole inside, because then it looked like it was a cross. If you look at the Ksav Yad, the stipler in Karnad Igusa, in the first two pages, he has two letters. He wrote the ayin without a hole. It looked like a V. All the ayins are a V, because it has no hole. It looks like a V, and therefore it's not concern of Shesi Varim. Again, of course, only that's a chum ba'almo. It's not mikadin. They told us Yaakov Amid the Kufayin Zayin. He also brings down from the stipler his Makbid when he wrote the Ois Kuf, or the Ois, the final Chaf, the end of Chaf, the Chaf Sofit. His Makbid also had to write it certain ways. If you look at the way he wrote the Kuf usually is a Reish with a line. So he was Makbid that it would be always connected and it had a hook on bottom. It looks like a Gimel, a script Gimel. And you look at the Ksav Yad, it's very hard to read it to tell you what that's how he always writes his Kuf, that's how he writes it. Or the Chaf also, the Chaf Sofit he made differently also.
What's
Kuf? He's Al Shesiv Erev. It's put on told us Yaakov. He's Makbid Al Shesiv Erev. How the exact Shesiv Erev didn't go through, I'm not sure. But he's Makbid, who's doing a little bit of Shesiv Erev. What about having you buy a suit and you have buttons and you get home and lo and behold the buttons have a cross upon it, which happens unfortunately sometimes. So again, the Chuvah in August, and that Chuvah says Mekadin again Al Tzramo, it's mutter. There's no concern at all to have it. However, he says Lachatchil, you should not buy it. It's moiz, it's mechur. You should not have it. However, Mekadin, it's mutter. Same thing that Jackie Chuvah says. No, he said he bought it. He said don't do anything to it. Because again, Mekadin is mutter. No one bowed down to it. No one avoided it. It's mutter. However, to have it, it's not something that a person should do. By windows, sometimes the window panes, they look like a shesiv erev. Again, the Dakar Shuvah says mikadin is mutter. However, he says that maybe in a shul you should be machmer, because it's not nice in the shul. And if you do a lot of places, they're machmer, they have like two poles going down by the windows. Also, I'll be machmer on shesiv erev. Mikadin is mutter. Let's say having money which has a cross upon it. So also the Sherman Tzim Malacha, Simakuf Samach Zayin Sifkon Beis says Mikad is Mutter. And what about these medals that have crosses upon it? Also, again, the Chavadas Chalik Gimel Simon Samach says Mikad is Mutter. Again, but to go get it specifically for that, you should not do Mikad is Mutter, or Moshe has a tshuva in Yodei Chalik Alev Simon Samach Tes about having stamps with the cross on it. He also says Mikad is Mutter. Especially says you stamp it out, it's even better. You know, you're going to ruin it. And L'chura Hudin by a chess piece, when you get the chess set at home, and the king always has a cross upon it, Mikadin L'chura is mutter, and if it's hard to break off, fine, but L'maisa, Klaisol, Kvanogu, they do break it off, the Machmer, Tzmias, they break it off, even though Mikadin is mutter. This Isser of looking at Avodah Zarah, having enough of Avodah Zarah, what about going to these museums that have inside of it Avodah Zarah? The marshal, the King Tut expedition, or the Incas or the Aztecs from the South America, the Indians, they found these things and they put it in the museums. Or we go to the Israeli Museum, so you go to see the Dead Sea Scrolls, it's fine. But usually in the beginning of the museum, if I remember correctly, that they have all these different images and forms and models of things that either are Avodah Zarah itself that they bow down to, or the Noi Avodah Zarah. And the rumors of Avodah Zarah to give Noi, to make pleasurable the Avodah Zarah, make it look nicer. So it's an Isser to have a No, and it's a Stachlis in the Avodah Zarah itself, it's a No from these things. So to go look at it and enjoy looking upon it, going to the museum to go look at it, the Chor, the Be, you're even Isser, the right of having a No from the Avodah Zarah or not. from having enough from the Avodah Zarah, looking upon it. The only way that you can have enough from it is if it's done, if there's bittul to it. Ha'am avatul, the Ramah says you do bittul aday peh. Or if someone's even the Avodah Zarah, he's mevatul it. However, yid, once it comes to his reshus, it cannot be mevatul it. Or an Arab cannot be mevatul it. And therefore, these things that in the Israeli Museum, they cannot be mevatul anymore. And therefore, l'chura, it's usur to have enough from it. There's a lot of things in it that you can see.
So you're allowed to look at the other things?
Yeah, the other things are fine.
No, you can't go through the path through that room.
So going through, maybe it's fine. You can't have enough from it or also the stockless. The Mishnah says, we as motor, Be'alacha says. The stockless is also, I know, is also. Rav Weissman in Shmuel Bay 71, he wants to have a tzad l'hokl. He, I'll be the Avnez in Yodei, Sim Kufcha Beis, that bittul is motor. I'm sorry, bittul is mutter. Mechira is not considered a bittul. Why? Says Rashi and Mepharshim. If you sell something, it's not a bittul. Why? Because maybe in the future, you'll sell it to a guy and he'll be over it. Therefore, it's not considered a bittul. However, Bezman Azeh, these things that the Indians had, or the King Tut has, no one's over it anymore, so you cannot sell it anymore. Therefore, if someone dug it up with a guy, who was over it, Avodah Zarah, and he sold it to the museum, therefore the Mechir should be a bittul. Why? Because he can't sell it to anybody else to be over this Avodah Zarah. That's why he had a chesh, maybe it's mutik, there was a Mechir going on. So the concern with that is obvious. One is, first of all, if the government itself dug it up and keeps it, like King Tut, or the Israeli Museum, they themselves dug it up and keep it, therefore there's no Mechir in Lechor, you cannot again have enough from it, you can enjoy it. V'oid, if it's dug up by an Arab, or someone does not believe in the Avodah Zarah, or by Israel, their Mechir again will not be a bittul. It has to be dafka bittul to someone who is over the Avodah Zarah. The Chor again, to go into these things, to have hanaz, is the Chor Asr. You tell me I am not around anymore, so the Mele is bottle, the people are not around, the Avodah Zarah is bottle. So, first of all, who says so? Because the Chor is the Chir bittul, the Torah says, no one Lamaisa was mevatel it. V'oid, there is a Daka Tshuva in Sim Kufman Vav, he quotes a Minchas Pasim in Sifkon Lama Vav, the Daka Tshuva is in, that says that the binyan of the Dara Flogo, which is, he said then it was still around, or used to be still around, even though they were gone after their Dara, still it's usur, if it's around right now, it's still usur to go have enough from it. Well, like the binyan of Avodah Zarah, I am a vot already, so what? You need a real bittul, even though they're not around, still there's an issur to have enough of the binyan of the Dara Flogo. Void the Daka Tshuva, Kufman Mazayin, Sifkon Dalet, brings down a Beis Yitzchok that says, saying the name of a god is Aser, of their god giving a Cheshivas. He says, can you say Greek mythology, there are different gods, Itainas is Aser, they're not around, therefore the gods was also not around, is also should be Mavotol, you can say their names. So he says, no, because maybe someplace in Africa, or someplace in India, they still believe in it. So maybe someplace there are people believe in King Tut, or the Incas, and the Aztecs, Lechur should be also, because maybe someone still believes in it, and Lamaisa there was no Bittul. Therefore, Lechur, you cannot go to go see these different expeditions they took out from the different Avodah Zarahs. Sorry?
What about Altsman?
If it was Mavotol, I don't know.
I mean, Hashem said
Oh no, anything's written in the Torah last day. That's the law. Anything's written in the Torah, any Avodah Zarah last day is written in the Torah. And any Avodah Zarah. Yeah, those things, that's Torah Gemini last day. That's some Kutan Aleph. Any name that had his name before it was an Avodah Zarah, Yilasei also, Yilasei Jesus. Says the Goyans, that's the example last day because.
January 10th, 4th, February.
What they stand for?
Yeah.
January is the name of the month. You mean July, August, and October, the names of a...
Yeah, or January 10th, January 10th,
well, Lamaisa, that's not the name. January is not the name.
Right. No, because you said then.
If it's a koyach, if they have me, then again, the Goyim says, according to Maimonides, and the Mordechai, and all this, that if his name was, let's say the name was Jesus before he became a god, if you last say the name. However, if the name is the name of a koyach, that you're not allowed to say. So I know you have no limits.
I think it was a real guy.
No, but where did the name come from? Was he called that, and 20 years later they...
I don't know the name person. It was...
I don't know.
But the names of the planets in the Israel, isn't there?
So... Which planet is that? I don't know. Well, name after Avodah Zarah. There is a tshuva in Daka Tshuva in Sim Kufman Zayin, Sim Kondalit. He declares Mormon. He said the word Mormon comes after also a god. So I think, if I remember correctly, once a time that money, Kesef, once now everyone uses it, it doesn't mean God has nothing to do with God, you can say it. Could be the same thing over here. Everyone calls it different planets, Mercury, whatever they call it. Could be its motor. But you have to look in the Dag Tshuva again. But this Sukkumo was mentioned. The Issa Lo Isas and Iti, there's one Issa, you cannot make a form of a person. What exactly is Nikla into a form? Does it mean the whole body? What dafka the face? The Machloikis? What about dolls? If you can have it or not, you have to deface it or not, is Machloikis. Whether it's two-dimensional, three-dimensional, is Machloikis. Whether taking a picture of a person, is Machloikis. And if you can ask a person taking pictures of you, that's also Machloikis. The issue of making a form that's Mishamish Kosh Baruch B'morim, like the sun and the moon and the stars. So the Gedev L'Islamin is Machloikis. A half a moon L'Kluyam is also, a half a sun is also Machloikis. The issue of Avodah Zarah, and this I know, Shesiv Erev, if you bow down to it, is also Osna No, Osna Lestakel. If you do not bow down to it, it's Mutter, however, Kleisel's Machmer, and we're marking from it. To go to the museum, if it's Noy Vodzor or Vodzor itself, the Chur is Osna No, it's Osna Lestakel upon it, and to enjoy it. In Sefer Toldos Yaakov, when Omer Kufa involved, he brings down the story from the stipler. Now, when he went to go move into his new Dira in Bnei Brak, so he saw that he went to go see his Dira, and he came back, oi, there's a Shesiv Erev in front of my house. There's a cross there. So they went to go see what was there. And so there was a Amud Chashmal, a electricity pole that the Amud Chashmal had a piece of wood going up and went across. It looked like a Shesiv Erev. And it bothered him. Shesiv Erev is in front of his house. So the stipend, what did he do? He sat down. He wrote a letter to the Chevech Chashmal, the electricity company, and said, you know, this is a Mokum of Charetim, and it's Mafriel us, it bothers us. And he drew a diagram how he could make it a different way. And he says, you know, Mustamad is not going to answer. Well, Cholpach is Jewish Shabbos. And he mailed it. Later on, some guy from the Manal of Chashmal came around, where's Rabbi Kanievsky? Where does he live? And they showed him his house. And he went and he sat down with a stipler. A stipler drew it from exactly how to do it. They changed the pole in front of his house. And that's how it is. Even now, it does not look like a Shesiv Erev. In his house they lived in, he had a porch that was next to his room. And his Kraven always wanted him to go out to the porch out of health reasons for the year. And the disciple always said, doesn't want to. And the Sefer Toldos Yaakov explains why. Because even though they changed the front, the Amud Chashmal, in the back from his porch, there's one Chashmal they did not change. It looked like a Shesiv Erev, but never wanted to go out there. Avad Lalach, it's Mutter, Mekadim, it's no problem. However, he was Marchuk Minakir, he was Marchuk was something that's disgusting, it's Mias. And it's a Gosha that the disciple had, it's something that everyone. But Tzaris, it stands for Chil Shemayim, and it bothered him so much when he wrote the Ayin, he did not write with the hole inside, the Kuf, the Chof. It bothered him. He was always very, very makbid. And this thing, a person should try to realize, have that Gosha and be marked from the Sisurim, and Takbe Zeichel, Lirish Mehebis Ferish Zeichel, Lahava Glulum in the Oretz, Velilim Koresi Koresim, Lasak Oilim, Bamalcha Shadai, Chob Nevosi Yiku Vishmechel.